45 Years of the Rockford Files, revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 Years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contract. Our experienced partners are offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. You'll never pay another timeshare maintenance bill again, and all your obligations will be terminated. You can begin saving today. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your timeshare, call and see if we can help you. At the Timeshare Exit Hotline, we only accept payment after an agreement has been made to get you out of your timeshare. Make this complimentary free call and learn how our honest partners can help anyone, anywhere, legally get out of their timeshare nightmare.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
This portion of TV Confidential is sponsored by Uber. Enter the promo code TV Confidential, all one word, when you download the app at get.uber.com/go/TV Confidential, and you'll receive a free first ride up to $20.
Hi, this is Penny Pizer, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that Tom Dreesen will join us at the top of the hour. We'll be able to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, earlier this week, Days of Our Lives marked its 55th anniversary on television, having premiered on NBC on November 8th, 1965. You might recall that 10 years ago this week, Tony Figueroa and I had an opportunity to talk to Ken Corday, the executive producer of Days of Our Lives. Days of Our Lives, one of the few family-owned and family-run network TV shows. Ken's book, The Days of Our Lives, not only traces the history of Days of Our Lives on NBC television, but pays tribute to his parents, Ted and Betty Corday, the creators and original executive producers of the series. We'll round out our first hour by playing some highlights of that interview. As we pick up the conversation, Tony asks Ken Corday to talk about the legacy of his parents.
If you can allow us to turn the hourglass back a little bit, we want to talk a little bit about Ken and Betty, your parents, who your book does such a remarkable way of giving a history, which is especially for your dad, it is the great American success story coming from, well, the history of the Corday family goes all the way back to the old country and then through Canada and all that. A pretty amazing story. And then your dad served in the Signal Corps during World War II, and your mom was in big-time radio in New York City. And I guess that was the early stages of eventually getting into daytime television.
Well, my dad was a pioneer, and in every sense of the word. He was born in Winnipeg, Canada, 1908, at a time when it was literally one street town. His father, grandfather, ran a dry goods hardware store, which is really nothing more than a trading post. And from there, he pioneered first into law in Canada, and was disgruntled with that because he realized there was a certain amount of, not quite fair goings on as opposed to corruption in the courts, you know. So he came to New York in the 30s, in the midst of the Depression, because he'd always had a passion for theater. He and his brothers and sisters would put on puppet shows, they called them. They made their own marionettes and sets and all, and traveled to Canada in the summer, even when he was in college, you know, entertaining at fairs. So he moved to New York, and there really started his career in theater, became a quite well-known theater director in the 30s, and then radio director in the 40s, and as you mentioned before, when he went off to war, basically 3 days after he married my mother, she stepped into a position, as many women did in the Second War, of more power, more control, responsibility, and more importance. And they both were pioneers. I must tip my hat to my mother, too, because when my father passed in 1966, he said to her, I want you to run the show. And this is, of course, at a time when I don't even think Women's Lib was on the map. And she walked into the network and said, this is our show. I'm going to be the EP, the executive producer. They kind of laughed her off. They went, well, you know, that's very nice. We know you love your husband and your family, but you're a widow and you're grieving. And, you know, get over it, and we'll find something to run the show. And she said, over my blank body. And they gave her basically a three-month contract to run the show. And I mentioned this in the book. It was a good 10, 15 years later, and the show was really, really thrived. And she was in an elevator, and the same network executive who had put her on three-month cycles walked in, and he was, you know, effusive about the success of the show. And there were many people in the elevator and all commending her, and she looked at him and said, does that mean I'm still on a three-month contract? And which really speaks so much of my mother and father. But again, to your point, no child could have not only better parents, but better teachers and role models in this industry. There's the greatest blessing for me at the show, is that they were wonderful showrunners. They were wonderful dramatists. They understood radio, theater, and television. And they had keen eye for the most important thing, which is story. Without good story, people don't watch any soap operas. And if you go into rural U.S. or any little town U.S. and you talk to someone about Days of Our Lives, they will usually refer to it as, oh, I'm going to go home and watch my story. Oh, that's my story. And, you know, this has been the case for 40 years. And this, you know, their nicknames now, oh, it's Duel or it's this or that. But it's all about story. And my mother and father had learned over many years, pioneering in theater, radio, and television, what made a good story and what didn't make a good story.
My favorite story in the book about your folks is when your dad was with the Signal Corps, and your dad was privy to a lot of information, and coincidentally, your mom was working on The Shadow, and there was a storyline about a super bomb that could destroy a city, and she was excitingly telling your dad about it, and your dad had to go through extraordinary measures to squelch that episode.
I hadn't been born yet. Of course, this is in 1944, and the U.S. had been working on the atomic bomb at Los Alamos, and he knew this, being Signal Corps was then what is basically Army intelligence today, and officers were privy to the fact that this was, we had a bomb, and we had it before the Russians or the Japanese did, or the Germans, and this was not public knowledge, and here comes my mother, you know, just so wound up about this great story that people will gather around the radio and hear about the super bomb that will, you know, the shadow has to stop these horrible people from building. And my father went, I don't think that's a good idea. Oh, why? You know, it's a great idea. It'll get great ratings. And he said, here. And he called her uncle, who was a full colonel in the Air Force in Colorado Springs. And he said, I want you to tell the story to your Uncle Kirk. And she told the story to Kirk Bott, who was far more into the atomic bomb project, going on and on here, and because you can read it, and he just said, Betty, as your uncle, I'm telling you it's a bad idea, and as a colonel in the U.S. Air Force, I'm telling you, you will not air that on the radio. And she said, okay, I guess I have to find a way of telling them it's a bad story instead of a great story.
No, it is amazing. I've been racking my brain with everyone with the show, just that Days of Our Lives is truly, I hope it's not derogatory, that's a mom-and-pop operation. We're thinking, how many other TV shows were family-run? And we're thinking Lucy and Desi, Ozzy and Harriet.
And that's it.
And that's really it. Yeah, and your parents.
Homage where homage is due. Bill Bell, William J. Bell, who was the creator of Young and Restless, even though that is owned by Sony, saved Days of Our Lives. And I've quoted many, many times, I've been quoted, when the show is somewhat in peril in its second year, and we had a writer who was kind of not making it work, my mother came to him and said, Bill, would you write the show? He was writing a show called Another World then for Ern Phillips, who had created the show, and yes, he did come, and he wrote Days as a head writer and really, really, you know, put the rocket fuel in the show, and later created Young and Restless and Bold and Beautiful, and now his son Brad Bell is writing Bold and Beautiful, which is a consecutive Emmy Award-winning show in the last 2 years. So the Bell family, who are very close to my heart, are also That is a family-owned show, The Bold and the Beautiful, albeit a half an hour, but it is extremely powerful and popular out of this country as well as here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ken, this is Ed. We've been talking about how Days of Our Lives is a family-run operation. Was there any pressure on you from your mom to take over the show, or was that a decision you were able to make on your own?
My mother was a brilliant, how do I say, Irish storyteller and a knower of reverse psychology.
She would always.
Yes,
you?
I am.
The last thing you want to do, kid, get into this business because it's just. It's a lot of work, and it's going to eat you up. And look at the stress your father's been under, and I'm under. At that time, I graduated a degree in music composition, was going into a teaching career at San Jose State University. She never forced me. She never, you know, said, I really need you to do this or that. I was fortunate enough to start writing music for the show, kind of as a second, I would say hobby, but as a second source of income.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me more and more interested in the show in the early 80s. And then as my mother reached age 75 in 1985, you know, I could tell that it was wearing on her and that I didn't like to hear executives, male executives, screaming at her, and my father would never have put up with it. In fact, he would have done very illegal things had he heard network executives and corporate executives screaming at my mother and ended up behind bars. But she just said to me one night, we were driving home, I mentioned in the book from the 20th anniversary of the show, it was 1985, and she said, you know, what would you think of moving up from being a composer or, you know, a gopher and sitting around the studio getting us cups of coffee to getting involved producing and running the show? And I remember time kind of stopped, and I dropped her off at home and went off into the night, as Bob Seger would say, and the night moves. And I thought, well, you know, this door may not open again ever in my life. You know, why not? And the joke was I walked in the back door and said I was leaving. And it stuck. You know, the greatest blessing of my life is having inherited this legacy that my father created, my mother nurtured. But no, she was, as you know, the old fable, the Brer Rabbit and the Fox and the Hound, he says, Brer Rabbit says, please don't throw me in the briar patch, or anything but that, once they capture the rabbit. And of course, what they do is they throw him in the briar patch, which is his happiest place in the world. So my mother would say to me, you know, the last thing you want to do, you know, Days of Our Lives is too much work. And in the end, it turned out that it was very, very clever of her to do that, because she knew when the time came, much as my father knew when he was passing, that the time had come for her to take show.
You're listening to a conversation with Ken Corday, executive producer of Days of Our Lives, that originally aired in November 2010 on TV Confidential. Days of Our Lives marked its 55th anniversary on television earlier this week. We'll play some more from our conversation with Ken Corday at the end of our second hour. Be able to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we'll take a quick time out. Then we will welcome back actor and comedian Tom Dreesen during hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Faye George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-717-6901. 855-717-6901. 855-717-6901. That's 855-717-6901.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
You can listen to this show all over again as a podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, TuneIn, Apple Podcast, and wherever podcasts are found. Best of all, it's free. To subscribe to the TV Confidential podcast, go to the homepage at televisionconfidential.com and click Subscribe now.
Become a TV Confidential confidant and receive unlimited access to the last 5 years of TV Confidential, plus other members-only content. To find out more, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant. Enter the coupon code CONFIDENTIAL when you sign up, and you'll receive $5 off your first month's membership. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, Alexa, play TV Confidential. Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.